As you may recall, I've come before this committee in the past to introduce the first iteration of the Community Crisis Dashboard, and as promised, there has been lots of great work done by Dr. Jamalski, Edward Barzonic, and others to be able to present additional elements to you all today. You'll find our two-page Community Crisis Services Dashboard in your packets for your reference, and I'll just hit a couple of the highlights that I like to call out for our updated dashboard. This iteration of the Community Crisis Dashboard includes the volume of unique clients served by zip code. We do display the top 12 zip codes on page one. Along with that, there's an enhanced longitudinal view of the number of unique clients served over the last four quarters, which is disaggregated by race, gender, and ethnicity, as well as client experience scores over time disaggregated by race as well. Those client experience scores and the data that you'll find on page two of the document are from the crisis programs that do currently utilize a client experience survey. Those include the Office of Consumer Affairs, the Community Linkage and Stabilization Program, or CLASP, and the Adult Crisis Mobile Team that is still continuing to work through some challenges of the right way and the right time to be able to conduct these client satisfaction or client experience surveys. In that data for client experience, I will call out that there has been a slight decrease in the average scores as well as a dip in the return on those completed surveys. So we are keeping a close eye on that data internally and having discussions on ways that we can work to increase it. It's undoubtedly said impacting by the workforce shortage, as we talked about in other presentations today, that is impacting our ability to be able to provide services in a timely manner. We're working on continued recruitment and ways to be able to retain our very talented staff. In review of all this data, please note that this dashboard does not include hospital-based services for PCS and observation. It also does not include anonymous crisis line callers at this time, nor services that are provided by Impact on the crisis line. But with that being said, this department dashboard will continue to expand over time, including additional process and outcome metrics, which I look forward to be able to bring to you the next time that you'll see me. In particular, the updated version will include data on the rates of suicide ideation and behavior over time for a subset of clients who are receiving community crisis services. And we're really hopeful that this will be a powerful and meaningful measure that will show the impact of crisis services on the safety and well-being of the clients that we serve. In closing, I do also want to bring forward that individual program dashboards are still being developed, and those will reflect service level information, including our external crisis line services provided by Impact, crisis mobile teams, access clinics, etc. We look forward to being able to present our crisis line data by the winter of this year. That were my very brief highlights. I welcome any comments or questions from this committee.
I think it's looking really good. You've come a long way with this in a very short period of time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairwoman.
Thank you, Lauren.